Good morning. It's Tuesday on your community radio station. I am Tom Hess, the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel, and it's time for the activities report. Today we've got DDF and Trauma Debate and Forensics, Colin Bachoco, Anders Maris. Anders, I didn't just blow your last name, did I?
Anders Maris.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing. Well, we will storm through with slightly less confidence than we came in here with. You guys are back from Anchorage. You guys just had your state meet. How was it? How did it go? What did you guys compete in?
Well, it went pretty well. Colin and I were our debate partners, and we were competing in public forum debate at the Anchorage tournament. And we were debating whether or not the United States should implement a carbon tax. And Colin and I managed to make it all the way to tie for third in the overall state competition.
And Colin, the carbon tax prompt, Anders and I were talking about this a little bit ahead of time. It's a lot of times with these prompts, you get ones that clearly it's easier to argue one side or the other, and most of your strategy comes down to the coin toss where you get to pick your side. Was this one of those? Did you feel like it was a little more balanced? How'd you feel about this prompt?
I'd say that it was fairly one-sided and that you really wanted to argue for the affirmative of the resolution, but Anders and I felt like we had a fairly strong neg plan, but we never ended up debating it very much because we just kind of started off with AF, ended up debating neg once, and just kept choosing AF. So it was fairly lopsided.
And so you guys have been you guys do meets throughout the year, almost always, actually exclusively in Southeast up until this last one in state. Colin, what changes as you go from, you know, these meets in Haines and Juneau where you're seeing all the same people to now you're suddenly at East High in Anchorage, was it East, right? And you're seeing all these different people and the format's spread out over a longer period of time. What's the change like?
I'd say you see a lot more variation in plans over the meets because people just have more downtime to kind of assess how they've been doing and what they've been doing wrong. And then you also have both more debates and a greater variety in the points that you're seeing brought up, just because it isn't kind of all Southeast. And then also, just in general with public forum, you are going to see a lot more variety in debating styles, because Southeast kind of has these customs that just arrives because we're a fairly small group of schools.
You guys are seeing each other all the time and kind of borrowing from each other.
Exactly. So there are like LD debaters or Lincoln Douglas style debaters who come into public forum and have just a completely different way of approaching the points and speaking about them. So it's really interesting to see that contrast.
What would you say you learned the most, Anders, from this experience? And because this was your first trip to state, yes?
Yeah, it was. And what I've realized is that even though there are all these different speaking styles, like there's some policy debaters that are debating public forum and they talk a lot faster and they go about it differently, what I realized is it's at the core, we have an effective means of debating in the way in which we have been doing it the entire season, and that we it's still effective at the state level. And I learned that it's, even though we are debating at a local level here, even when we go there, we can still hold our own. And it's just like any other debate, just with minor differences that we can still overcome.
Anders Maris, Colin Bachoco in with me this morning to talk DDF. Colin, you're a veteran of the show, repeat guest. You might be the first repeat guest in my tenure on
perhaps
this, because you were in for state cross country. I know that at these state meets, regardless of the sport or activity, there's a lot of milling around and there's kind of a culture around what's happening outside of the competition. What's it like at DDF and how does it compare to cross country?
It's certainly different in that you don't have as much time outside of the meet itself. Since with cross country, you just have like one 20 or 30 minute race and you're at the course for a total of like 3 or 4 hours maybe, as opposed to DDF where it's like 24 hours at the school cumulative over the meet.
It's like a refugee camp, like
pretty much.
Yeah.
Anders, what did you make of the scene around just the everything set up at East High, and you've got these people who are in wildly different disciplines from debate to the drama side of things to all the just this eclectic group of people that have taken just taken up refuge in this school for a weekend.
It's really a big mix of people, and they're all there for like good 14-hour days, for like about 3 days. Their days are really long, but it's really great to see all these different types of people, because you can, when you're not performing an event, our coach wants us to go and watch our other teammates and support them. And so doing that, we get to see a bunch of other pieces performed at other schools and see the great variety. And it's really great to see all these different types of people kind of come together with a common goal of sort of performing and working on public speaking and doing a good job of it and performing at a very high level, at this polished level for the state meet.
And you mentioned your other teammates. How'd everybody else do on your team?
We did pretty well. We got second in overall sweepstakes for the small schools division. Will Pate got fourth place for his HI. Christine and Debbie won first place for their duo. Colin placed in his foreign extemporaneous speaking.
And you're a Congress semifinalist. What is a Congress semifinalist?
So it's basically a group of people, usually debaters, gathered in a room with a list of legislation that they have to work through. And the proceedings of the room is governed by Robert's Rules of Order. So it's kind of similar to the U.S. House of Congress. But it's just basically based on whoever wants to get up and speak can do that. And so speeches are given in affirmation and negation of whatever you're about to vote on.
And what were you guys working on?
We've worked through a variety of different bills, but one was just, for example, one was to ban drones, especially the military use of drones. And another was a bill discussing whether the visa waiver program should be banned or repealed.
Was this provided to you ahead of time, or did you just kind of roll in and start firing off the cuff?
I looked at the legislation beforehand, but I didn't actually prepare any sort of speeches or
research. Savvy move by you.
Except for anything on the visa waiver program, which never actually ended up being discussed.
Oh,
and all of that research was done 30 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
Since Congress is something I do for an hour and a half every year.
Yeah.
Since we don't do it at state, it's or in the Southeast, it's something that is just kind of a state-only sort of tradition.
Yeah. Is it kind of fun to have those ones that aren't your real focus of time, so you can sort of just go in and it's...
Oh, yeah. I was surprised that I made it to semifinals. It was kind of strange, given that I never do it. But I kind of liked doing Congress. It was definitely a fun experience to kind of explore a variety of different resolutions and ideas.
Okay, Anders, we get a lot of, I get a lot of flack on the show for constantly bringing up food. It's sort of a motif of mine on the show, and I'm going to keep doing it. Anchorage food highlights. You guys did Red Robin. Give me the Red Robin review and anything else you want to talk about.
Well, Red Robin was great, you know, bottomless fries and bottomless root beer float, so you really can't go wrong there. And
people are going to start wondering if this show is sponsored by a restaurant that doesn't even operate here in town, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, Red Robin, we went there, it was good, but we did for a lot of our food, though, is we went to the grocery store and kind of stocked up on stuff we could eat at the meet. So our diet probably wasn't all that healthy, but we went to the grocery store, stocked up on sandwich making stuff, some like, I don't know, bags of pretzels and stuff, and kind of all had that for our food for like 3 days while we were at the meet, because they were solid 8 a.m. to 9:30 days, so it was long and arduous, but worth it.
Colin, how much corn syrup would you say you guys consumed as a team?
I'd say that we consumed a fair amount of hydrogenated corn syrup.
Yes, just everything that the doctor ordered. Colin Buchoka, Anders Maris, thank you guys so much for being in with us. DDF comes back from a second overall place at the state championship. We will send it back to Morning Edition.